Downtown grand sale process moves forward after $90 million loan default. Downtown Grand Hotel and Casino is being prepared for a possible sale after its operators defaulted on a major construction loan. The case puts fresh pressure on one of downtown Las Vegas's better-known properties and could open the door to a new owner without the burden of legacy debt. According to court documents, the property has been under court supervision since early January after lender Bank of California moved to enforce its rights over the asset. The dispute centers on a loan that began at more than $80 million and later grew to roughly $90 million, tied to expansion work that included an additional hotel tower completed in 2020. The lender alleged that the ownership group stopped making required interest payments in March 2025 and failed to repay the debt when it matured later that year. That pushed the case into receivership, a legal process that allows a court-appointed manager to take control of operations while the future of the property is sorted out. Court filings say receiver Paul Huygens was assigned to oversee the Downtown Grand. After taking over, he stabilized the operation with funding support from the lender, allowing the hotel and casino to continue trading without interruption while broader decisions are made about a sale. Buyer interest builds as sale structure takes shape. Efforts to market the property are already underway. According to the court record described in the report, marketing materials have been sent to more than 150 potential investors, and dozens of interested parties have signed confidentiality agreements and entered discussions with the receiver's team. That matters because Nevada receivership law can make distressed gaming assets more attractive. If a sale is approved through the court, a buyer may be able to acquire the property free of prior debts and claims, which lowers risk and gives new ownership a cleaner starting point. The next step is court approval for a formal sales process, including rules for bidding and standards for qualified buyers. No exact timetable has been confirmed, but the level of outreach and early investor response suggests a transaction could move ahead relatively soon. Downtown pressure remains part of the story. The Downtown Grand's position also reflects wider strain in the downtown Las Vegas market, where older properties often compete against newer developments and better capitalized venues elsewhere in the city. Even so, the fact that the property has remained open and operational under receivership may help preserve value while the sale process unfolds. What happens next will depend on how quickly the court signs off on a structured process and whether serious bidders emerge from the early interest already reported. For now, the property remains open to guests, but its long-term direction is increasingly tied to whether a new owner sees enough value in downtown Las Vegas to step in.